You're listening to SBS News.
Navy veteran Bill McDonald is the last eyewitness to the last Japanese surrender ceremony of the Second World War. He was a stoker on the frigate HMAS Diamantina and saw action in the closing months of the conflict during the heavy Navy bombardment of New Guinea. Bill holds a souvenir that comes out every August.
Yeah, I got a Japanese sword. Ooh, Jesus, sharp. We asked the officer, could we have one? He said, yeah.
Sharp as the memories of victory in the Pacific when the Japanese capitulated on the 14th of August, 1945.
When they announced the surrender, oh, it was tremendous feeling that the war was over. Because it was getting real tension right up to the last bit, you know.
Diamantina reputedly fired the last Royal Australian Navy shot in anger, and after 7 months at sea, the crew were finally allowed to party. Bill shows photos, including the crew dressed as women in homemade bikinis.
We were that bloody happy, you know. Yeah, they had parties, and the skipper gave us an extra bottle of beer to have it up on deck, and then they got dressed up like these. And geez, it was funny. Oh, not only them, there was other things happened.
But it was in mid-September that the Diamantina had her moment of glory, taking the Japanese surrenders from commanders in Bougainville, Nauru, and the final one of the war on Ocean Island, now part of Kiribati. Bill was on deck with the rest of the crew to witness the historic moment when the Japanese officers came on board.
They never smiled much at all through that ceremony. And that went on for a bloody... Jeez, it went on for a long time. They weren't happy. We were, but we were on the winning edge. After it was finished, both sides got up off the tables, and then they had another room, and we all had a drink with them.
HMAS Diamantina now has pride of place in the Queensland Maritime Museum, exhibited in a dry dock in the centre of Brisbane. Chair of the museum, Captain Caspar Kuiper, says it now serves as a unique reminder of Australian and world history.
To educate people that freedom doesn't come for nothing. Freedom you have to fight for. And that is, and because of that freedom that we have now, we have fought a long war in the Pacific and 5 years in the European war.
Every day, tens of thousands of people pass her by, little knowing that on her quarterdeck, the last Japanese surrender of the war took place.
Don't think so they know much about it, because, and for a reason, Australia was a reasonable shelter from the heavy war what we have seen in the Pacific and in Europe. We never been invaded. And people who never been invaded in a country forget very quickly what it means if you have occupation.
Bill McDonald remembers going on shore in Nauru and the reaction of the liberated islanders.
They looked happy, really, to what happened to them. But they were glad to see us and all the people who were clapping when we left. Happy to see the end. Yeah, yeah. I thought, if you could tell by the looks on their faces, you know. Well, wouldn't you, like, you think you're going to get shoved off your own land, eh?
The Japanese soldiers on Nauru were rounded up and transferred to transport ships for repatriation.
I was never had any bad feelings, anything about the Japanese. I knew their blokes were doing the same as what we were doing for our country. And they'd have the same feeling as we get. I never went crook them fighting, which a lot of bugs did. They wanted to kill them. And I thought, you know, if it was on the other foot.
Bill also recalls a guest the Diamantina took to the Nauru surrender, Australian Sir Albert Ellis, representing the British Phosphate Commission. The colonial powers wasting no time to resume the mining there, worth billions of dollars.
No, we asked questions about that, but they didn't want to talk about it. the head blokes of the mines and that, they didn't want to let you know too much, you know.
75 years on, the memories are still fresh for Bill McDonald in one of the last first-hand accounts of the war and peace in the Pacific.
I'd say, think, Jesus, don't go to war. it's just luck if you don't get killed, you know. It is.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.